from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I think once he's learned the offense and knows where everybody's supposed to be, then he can really start to dissect of where the breakdown happened or what the case may be. But he's always done a really good job of that. He can see a lot of things and chunk a lot of information on the field for sure. You know, he's always been great at that, understanding space and where people are. And he's been really doing a good job of coaching the other guys and helping those other guys. And they've been helping him. So it's been a process of, you know, two-way communication. So it's been good.
Bears head coach Matt Eberflus talking about his exciting young quarterback. Why don't we hear from that guy, Caleb Williams? He sat down with Dan Wiederer, and this is credit to the Chicago Tribune. If you want to check out the full interview, it is on the Tribune website. So Dan asked Caleb, how would you describe the complexity of playing quarterback at the NFL level at this point?
Yeah, it's tough. Like Tom Brady said, and this was at his retirement, he said, and obviously he's won 7 Super Bowls, and he's done all these other things, and he comes back after his retirement and says all these things, and one of the things that I took out of it and things that since I've met him before, it was the job's hard.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be that way. You know, every team is going to be different each week. And even if you play the same team, obviously they're going to have a lot of similarities. You know, how we play the Lions and the Minnesota and all these other teams. If they keep the same coaches, they're going to have a lot of similarities each year. But they're obviously going to try and, you know, throw a bunch of new things at you, obviously, to try and, you know, create turnovers, win the game, all these other things. So preparing, you know, the right way, getting ready. And then when those moments happen, if it's stuff that I didn't see, if it's stuff that, you know, you may have not seen in the game and didn't react to, it's how do you come back from that? And if it, you know, if I didn't see it and I did react well, if I did see it and got us in the right plays or right checks and things like that, you know, all those things work out. So just the job's hard,
yeah.
To be honest. You know, you get here, I get here around 6 something, a couple hours before meetings, and then you know, you go home and you do a little bit more study in the playbook, the plays, the motions, the protections and things like that. So job's hard, and you know, it's going to continue to be hard.
You brought up Brady, so I'll stay there, because I know you've talked about speaking with him about competitive stamina.
Yep.
What does competitive stamina mean in your mind?
Yeah, it's being able to do the same thing over and over, and do it at a high level, and still have that juice and fire about yourself, whether it's in practice or in game. Having that juice, that fire to, you know, lit up under you, whether it's because of things in your past, whether it's just because you're here and you love ball, whether it's, you know, all of the above. You know, just being able to have that fire up under you, all of OTAs, training camp, all the 17 games.
Yeah. Maybe 20.
Whoever. all of just being able to have that competitive fire, and keep, I guess, adding wood to the fire throughout the, you know, throughout the year.
When was the first time you reached out to Brady? When was the first time you ever connected with him?
Right after my season of last year. Okay. Is when I reached out I was reaching out to people that possibly would have his number and that I knew, and tried my best to get his number, got his number, and then we we've texted and talked every once in a while, just picking his brain and things like that.
I think it was Dennis Simmons in the pre-draft process who said to me that you're a student of excellence and you like to look around and see people who are great. And who are some other people, whether it's in the sports world, whether it's football, whether it's outside, that you've kind of leaned toward to figure out how they've had their success?
Yeah. Biggest people has been Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. He's on his 19th, 20th year now. And he can still spin the ball unbelievably and move and do all these other things. Matthew Stafford, he's been in the league for so long now, and he's been doing it, whether it was Detroit or now. The Rams, nothing changed for him. If anything, he got better. And then other sports, I looked into Michael Jordan, obviously, but Kobe was more my guy, just for mental, just like kind of everyday, assassin kind of thing is kind of how I want to be. And so he was more, I guess you could say, I connected more with him than more Jordan. Also, Jordan's a little bit older, so I didn't get to watch his games and things like that in his prime time. So, and hear all the stories and things like that. So, I'd say Kobe, Tom Brady are probably the top that I kind of try and dive into and things like that.
Since you mentioned Kobe and Jordan, did you have a meeting or a relationship with Tim Grover?
I have met with Tim before, yes.
Okay.
I have met with Tim.
He obviously knows the MJ Kobe mindset. When have you met with him, and what did you take out of those meetings?
Yeah, so I've met with Tim. I met with Tim over dinner one time, just...
Here, right?
Yeah, here. Trying to figure out what the hell did MJ do? How did he win? How did he become so dominant? And obviously things are going to be different because it's a different sport and trainings are different and all these other things. But there's always a certain thing that you can always connect to, your sport, whether it's F1, whether it's basketball, whether it's other football players, whether it's, whatever the case may be. There's always something that you can kind of connect, to your sport and use. So
what'd you learn from him? About
So obviously, MJ, his mental of like not turning off, his mental of like, I'm trying to think of what he said exactly, but basically, the mental, and it goes back to the competitive stamina, but it's just not turning off. And then, there's a point where Tim said that he didn't like certain things. It's kind of also kind of what Kobe did after his first year. There wasn't certain things that he liked, certain things that he was doing. He wasn't strong enough. He wasn't fast enough. He didn't know the game well enough. And so he, it honestly came down to putting in the work. It came down to having that competitive energy about himself that he wasn't good enough at the time, and he was going to get better, and he wanted to be the best. So, he worked at it, kept going, and obviously he ended up getting 6 rings out of it. So, did all right.
One of the concepts I've heard you talk about that I really love is KYP, Know Your Personnel.
Yep.
And I love it because it's not just about knowing the skill sets of the guys you play with, but knowing how they're wired, how to push their buttons. How do you describe kind of learning both of those things? Because both of those things are important. You're trying to grow yourself, but then you've got to understand who you're working with every single day on a big level.
Yeah. I got good guys here. They're tremendous wide receiver running backs and things like that. They've helped me grow and get into, position and getting things right over time. And so now that I'm growing and getting better and things like that, knowing my guys has become really important. So getting around them, hanging around them, it helps me. It helps me for whether it's, I've asked them, how do you like this thrown? How do you like that thrown? What's this and that? I've asked them, questions about their life, questions about how they've grown up, questions about their family, things like that. Just getting to know them on that level, I think, helps tremendously. Because like you said, there may be times where I'm not trying to necessarily push the buttons to be mad at me, but push the buttons against, I may send Rome, a text message of of something somebody said, or you know, things that people have said about him, and he'll remember it. He'll dock it down. He'll say, "Remember that," and things like that. I'll talk to Keenan. I'll talk a little trash to Keenan, get him going. You know, just small things like that. Getting to know your guys is I think it helps and leads in a tremendous way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Caleb Williams with our guy Dan Wiederer. I hope he doesn't think he has to become a psychopath to have what he describes as competitive stamina. And I certainly hope...
It doesn't seem like that's his stilo. Like, I think that they're... I mean, inside of what you saw the last 2 years at USC, I think that you would... You'd be foolish to think that that guy's not ultra-competitive, but he didn't seem to be... Seem to need to be as... Maniacal as those two examples. And you don't have to take all of it. You take what you need from the examples of Jordan and Kobe and Tom Brady. Take what you need from there. Okay. How does it fit with what it is that you want to do? I think it's a really smart thing to do to talk with Tim Grover. I think Caitlin Clark should go talk with Tim Grover.
I hope Tim Grover tells him the unvarnished truth. You know, what did Mike do? Because you want to really know what Mike did?
Well, I don't want Caleb doing all the stuff
that's
that Mike
I mean.
Was doing.
Unless it
happens in the same way.
All right, first thing you do, wake up, play 36 holes of golf. Then what you're going to do is you're going to come back. You're going to have a huge steak early dinner.
Big old steak.
And then you're going to go play. And then you'll have, I don't know, half a bottle of bourbon and gamble until 3 in the morning. And do it all over again. And don't forget the who was.
But if you're doing that and you're if you want to live, I want Caleb to have a life. I want all of these guys to have lives. I swear, I felt like Justin didn't have a life. I felt like Justin was just kind of like, I'm just gonna go to the facility and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do everything that people expect me to do. Now it's so weird. Have you seen Justin on the St. Brown's podcast?
No.
It's like a different guy. He's so fun and interesting. Like, we knew that he was, like, emotionally mature.
Didn't we give him every bit of room to be that here if he wanted to be?
I think there's a lot to it. I mean, we could really drill down on some of it. But I think that he felt like he had to play the role of franchise quarterback.
Okay.
And I think Caleb, to a certain extent, thinks he has to, too. I want these young men to enjoy do your work and enjoy your life. It's the same thing that all of us try to do.
Yeah, just don't be a psycho. Don't be like, they said I couldn't do this and all the haters out there. And you don't have to be like Brady and find some sort of...
Like Jordan.
Of guru selling snake oil to tell you that, don't eat tomatoes after 4 p.m. or you become a gremlin. You don't need that.
Well, I hate to break it to you. Caleb is on the TB12 diet.
Yeah, he's on TB12, so it's too late.
It is what it is.
But maybe he changes because remember, Justin was a vegan, right? And now he's a pescatarian.
That's right.
Now
just
he
like
and Ray are...
Just like me.
Yeah, he and Ray are mirroring
now
each other.
That's the rule. Don't follow Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. Follow Ray.
There you go.
I mean, look, if you're talking about a guy with a life well lived, it's Ray Diaz.
Follow Ray.
The Diaz difference is real.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you want to hear some of what we just heard plus more, we played a good amount of that interview on the Take the North podcast, which dropped earlier today. Myself and Dan played bits of it and went back and forth. So if you want to hear a little more from Caleb, Take the North podcast
and read Dan's piece, chicagotribune.com. Check it out there too. Check out the way that Dan put the words together around the quotes, because there's more to writing than just putting the quotes in. So chicagotribune.com, big thanks to them for allowing us to play that. They did not have to do that, but AK is good people. It's the only AK I recognize.
Ow.
That's right. Amanda Kashubi. That's it.
This group is really good.
Well, you better make it good, fella.
Say, do you recognize the state of Alaska?
No.
Okay.
The only AK I recognize is Amanda Kashubi.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Because you can't keep those HF kids down.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.